AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. The Brexit fight has toppled British Prime Minister Theresa May.
May's voice broke as she announced she will step down as Conservative Party leader on June 7, sparking a contest to become Britain's next Prime Minister.
I do so with no ill will, but with enormous and enduring gratitude to have had the opportunity to serve the country I love.
May said she will continue as Prime Minister while a Conservative leadership contest takes place. Charles de Ledesma, London.
President Trump is due to visit Britain on June 3rd. At the moment, he and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi are tossing insults at each other. She is publicly questioning his fitness to remain in office, suggesting a staff or family intervention for the good of the nation. He's calling her crazy.
Crazy Nancy. I tell you what, I've been watching her, and I have been watching her for a long period of time. She's not the same person. She's lost it.
He calls himself an extremely stable genius. The National Weather Service says that tornado that crashed into Missouri's capital, Jefferson City, on Wednesday night appears to have been a powerful EF3. They can have winds up to 160 miles per hour. Resident Mark Schlier says the area's wrecked.
It just looked like it exploded. Trees everywhere, just debris. Oh, that was the one thing, debris. I mean, you know, people's houses have just been shattered.
The storms that hammered the Midwest and the Southern Plains have left 7 people dead. The U.S. has filed new charges now against WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange, accusing him of violating the Espionage Act by publishing classified documents. Are you going somewhere for the long Memorial Day holiday? 43 million of us are, says the AAA, the top destination, Orlando. This is AP Radio News. A new report from Facebook highlights a challenge as it tries to fight the spread of fake news.
Facebook has about 2.4 billion monthly active users. But from October to March, the company removed 3.4 billion fake accounts, twice as many as in the previous 6 months. The company attributes the spike to automated attacks by bad actors who use computers to attempt to create large volumes of accounts at one time to spread spam, fake news, and other objectionable material. The company says an increase in automated attacks means not only that it caught more fake accounts, but that more of them slipped through the cracks. The company estimates about 5% of its active users are fake.
I'm Jennifer King.
Authorities say a teenager connected to a Florida high school football game shooting has been arrested in Georgia. 19-year-old Arthur Davin Jones III was picked up during a traffic stop on I-95 in Camden, Georgia. He's now awaiting extradition to Jacksonville on an attempted murder warrant. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.